A report published this lunchtime by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development recommends significant changes to how Ireland regulates rent and warns against tax measures aimed at the short-term stimulation of construction. Its publication comes amid speculation about a new government approach to housing. The report highlights how Ireland has a high share of young adults living with their parents, and it says the country needs one of the largest increases in housing stock across the 38 members of the OECD. It also recommends higher taxes on housing, and it says the mortgage interest relief scheme should not be extended. What's known as the Economic Survey of Ireland also looks at the country's overall economic performance. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy began by outlining what the document says about housing here.
So it really says Ireland is way behind where it needs to be in terms of the provision of housing. Obviously, the impact of the aftermath of the financial crisis was an issue. And then we had the pause during COVID. And all of that has led to a massive shortfall. And it also points out that the planning system has been holding things up an awful lot. And it particularly points out the frequent use of judicial reviews. Now, it makes a number of recommendations to try to get things going. One of them is to increase the residential zoned land tax. So this is land which is zoned for residential development. Currently, if you're not using that land, it's taxed at 3%. It says that tax should increase significantly. But it's also suggesting increasing the tax on second homes, the property tax on that. And it suggests the tax exemption for someone selling their primary residence, that should actually be limited.
It is, as we say, a wide-ranging report, but it does look at something that's been in the news very much over the past few days, and that's the question of rent. What does the report say about rent?
So this is the big thing about this report, really. So what it's saying is that the rent caps, which were introduced some years ago by the government, are causing problems. And it says that rents should now be changed so they can be freely adjusted between tenancies. So, for example, if someone is renting out a property at €1,000 and the tenant leaves, therefore it raises the possibility that the landlord could now rent it out at whatever the market rent might be, which could be considerably higher, particularly if the tenant has been there for some years. Now, obviously, that's going to be a controversial point, but it says that with the current system, it's discouraging investment in property, and it's also causing landlords to sell properties. And it says that it's not covering the cost of maintenance because of the rent pressure zones, which currently limit increases to 2% per annum. Now, it does acknowledge that once you change these rent controls, it could result in unfair termination of contracts. In other words, incentivizing landlords to evict tenants. So it warns the government, if you are going to change these rent controls, you need to be careful.
It also addresses construction and impediments to the building of more homes and whether there should be incentives for developers. What does it say about those?
Well, in terms of construction costs, it's saying that Ireland has higher construction costs than other European cities. And in fact, it's about 15 to 30% higher, which does go to illustrate one of the difficulties. The government, according to some recent reports, is considering whether or not it should reintroduce tax incentives. Now, the OECD have done a deep dive in terms of what happened last time, and it said it resulted in some fairly poor outcomes and fiscal losses, and it also says it resulted in a misallocation, as they describe it, of housing. Now, others would say that it resulted in the wrong houses being built in the wrong places, and it resulted in a huge acceleration in terms of housing and ultimately the property bubble and burst. So the OECD is warning against that.
The report is also critical of a couple of government housing schemes. What does it say?
So there's two schemes it highlights. First is the Help to Buy scheme. So this allows people who are first-time buyers to reclaim up to €30,000 from the revenue commissioners and tax they've paid in the past towards the purchase of a new home. And the First Home scheme, a separate programme whereby the state effectively takes a stake in somebody's home. Now, both of these schemes really help first-time buyers to get on the ladder, but it helps them by giving them more money. What the OECD says is the danger with this is that it's actually accelerating property prices. And it says the government needs to be careful about this. And if it sees property prices being increased as a result of these schemes, it needs to make changes.
There's not much succor here for the government in many ways, is there?
I think at the heart of this is that it's looked at the schemes that the government have introduced and the rent controls that the government have introduced, and it's saying they're really causing problems and therefore they need to be dismantled to tackle the housing issues. Now, I think dismantling the rent controls is really, really difficult because already we know that when properties come on the market for the first time, the rents are really high and people struggle to pay them. So if you're in a situation where you take existing renters and you're changing the environment for them in any way, if they're moving from one property to another and costs go up dramatically, I think the government is likely to receive an awful lot of criticism, particularly from the opposition. I think the Taoiseach Micheál Martin knew as much when he did that interview on Sunday with the This Week programme, where he indicated there were going to have to be some uncomfortable decisions made. But the reality is, on the other side, if the institutional investors and the big players are saying, we're not going to put money into the Irish market, we're not going to be funding the construction of apartments, we can see on the other side the fall off in construction of apartments that happened last year. It dropped by 24%. As a result, the government missed their housing promises by a mile, and now they're under pressure on that. So they face a really difficult decision with this, and it's not going to be easy.
Just finally, David, looking at the broader picture, what does the report say about the overall economy here?
So in terms of the overall economy, it says it's doing well. It predicts that the economy will expand by about 3% this year and by about just under that for next year for the domestic economy. But it is calling for spending restraint. And it says that half of the measures in the budget this year in terms of cost of living were untargeted. It's also warning about the national debt levels, saying that that remains elevated. But it's also saying that the government has repeatedly breached its own 5% spending rule, and that's lowering the kind of credibility about how it manages the finances of the country. Now, it also has a look at environmental taxes and particularly the carbon tax, and it says that while it has been introduced, it's been relatively low in terms of taxing agriculture and buildings with high emissions. And it also points out in relation to fossil fuel subsidies that there's a €3.5 billion fossil fuel subsidy on diesel for transport, which does have a lot of emissions. And it says that really undermines the environmental impact of the carbon tax.
Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.